Pinchas. Got it.
Got it.
Okay, Project Pinchas. We Chutz-Laaretz have now caught up to Eretz Israel, so we're all on the same page.
Yay.
And here we're going to look at the end of the parsha. So the end of the parsha is machlok between Stephen Langton
Parsha.
and the Masorah. Okay, we all know our student Langton.
No. Sorry. Oh, he's the Archbishop of Canterbury between 1207 and 1228, as a matter of fact.
Use all available sources of
Ah,
information. Very good. He is the one who divided the chapters up.
oh,
Oh,
yeah, I know
he's
him.
the one who decided, okay, here's where chapters begin and end. To look at the Chumash, our parsha ends. Well, the la that last aliyah, the last couple of aliyahs are all parsha, the story of the Musafim. Starts off with the Karban Tamid and then Musaf for Shabbat, then Musaf for Pesach, Musaf for Shavuot. Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmiyat, and then it ends, right? It starts up at Moshe Lemor, that you can command B'nai Israel and tell them that my carbon, my bread, Lishai, for the fire for me, Reach Nichochi, my sweet savor, Tishmaru, you need to be careful. Remember, like Rivu Mo'adot, offer it at it all at its appropriate time. So this is the Parshat Mo'adim of the Musafim specifically. Parshat Mo'adim in Parshat Emor, in Vayikra that goes through like a lot of the other laws, and then there's this. And those are the only two places where it goes through all of the Yom Tov, including Rosh Hashanah. And it ends, Eila Tasul Hashem Mo'adichem. These are what you're going to do on the Mo'adim, on the holidays. Levavi Dudichem Mitzvotichem. Besides the things that you promised to do otherwise. Mitchotechem, Nischeichem, all the offerings and the flower offerings and the libations, Tamechem, and whatever
Charging.
mim you offer. And Moshe told Bnei Israel everything that God had commanded. End of Parsha. But
Okay.
that last pasuk, all the rest of that is chapter 29. That last pasuk is chapter 30.
That's
So
interesting.
the Masorah has a paragraph break after Asher Tzivah Moshe, and then next week's parsha is Vayomer Moshe Roshei Matot. Then Moshe started talking to the heads of the chiefs of staff. That's Parsha Matot. Zed Devar Asher Tzivah Hashem is what God commanded, and Ish Ki Dor Neder LaHashem Moishavah Shuvah. This is the laws of Nedarim. Next week's parsha. So Langdon doesn't have a Masorah in terms of how it's organized, but he's translated this in Hebrew, and he decides that this pasuk of Vayomer Moshe B'nei Israel Chol Hashem Moshe is the beginning of the next paragraph. Okay, Moshe tells B'nei Israel what God commanded, and Moshe talked to the Matot, to the Roshei Matot, to the chiefs of staff. Presumably he says that so that we don't think that we start with Vayomer Moshe, that Moshe made them up by himself.
I like
Next
how
time.
chief of staff is a literal translation.
It is a little, that's not my pun. It's Matthias Weinberg's pun, but yes, Roshei Matot literally means the chiefs of staff. From the same word, obviously, that staff
Yeah.
there is the
Oh,
kind
staff comes from.
from a symbol of authority. But it's still a good pun. Okay, but that's a pun for next week. Because we don't have it, right? So Langdon says, Vayomer said that it ends with what seems like an ending pasuk. This is what you can do for the Mo'adim. Next paragraph, chapter 30. Moshe told Ben Israel what God had told him, and he tells the chief of staff, these are the laws of the Nedarim. Our Siddurim, our parshiyot break after Tziva Hashem Moshe, that this pasuk is the end of Parsha Mo'adim, the laws of Musafim. Moshe tells Bnei Israel everything God had said, all the things that started with Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor.
Oh,
So
interesting.
Rashi points this out. Rashi says, "Vayomer Moshe Bnei Israel," that last pasuk, Moshe told Bnei Israel, "Lafsika Inyan Divrei Mishmo." That is there to divide up the concepts, according to Rabbi Shmuel in the Sifra, brother. The Fisha Adkan Debrav Shel Makom, that should be a comma. Makom, parshat Nedarim, tefila, matchilat b'dibro shel Moshe. And the story of Nedarim starts with Moshe's comments. We have to make a point that, okay, this stops here. Now we're going to say that, okay, Moshe told Bnei Israel all of that he'd said before. They didn't just start talking from the next part, parsha, which is by their Moshe, Moshe Mato. If we didn't say that, you might have thought that he didn't tell them this. And parsha of the Darim, he killed the Rab that he started telling from by Deborah Moshe. That's when Moshe started, which is an incredible search by Rashi. It's like nobody understands that. That Parshat Nedarim hitchil dvarav, that he started talking there, and he just Hashem said by Deborah Moshe lay more. Okay, here's what you need to tell everybody else. Moshe says, well, if I didn't specifically say he said it, we wouldn't know that he told it. We would assume he just forgot to tell Bnei Israel all those other laws.
The law, I'm confused, sorry, all the other laws of Nadarim or the laws
No, the laws
before
of
that of law?
Musafir, right? Rashi is saying that by Deborah Hashem Moshe lay more. Tzav Bnei Yisrael, laws of, right, all 39 Pesukim.
Right.
Vayomer Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Kol Hashem Tzivah Hashem Moshe. We need to say that, because otherwise we wouldn't have known that he told Bnei Yisrael that. Because the next pasuk is Vayomer Moshe, Moshe Matot, that maybe we were thought that Moshe started telling them from here and just never said anything before.
Oh.
Right? That's what Rashi says.
Interesting.
And the Sifrei doesn't really say that, right? I mean, Rashi's adding that last point about that that you might have thought they didn't say this. But this is a Sifrei that's his, Rabbi Ishmael. Ishmael. So we agree that this pasuk that tells us Moshe told Bnei Israel these laws, that is la hafsika inyan, to make some kind of break in the categories. If I had said this previous line, it said, I'd read that part about Nedarim. Any of Deba Ma'in and Madaber, I wouldn't have known what that's connected to. And then the Malbim says that Talmud Lomar, it really should be Vayomer Moshe Bnei Israel, that the pasuk comes to the top, but that this all that's all part of the previous paragraph. Because we said Parshat Pinchas ends with this mention of Nidrei, that you're going to bring these your Nedarim as well as the Karban Musafim. Parshat Matot starts with Lord Nedarim. I might have said that these are all go together. And so I have this pasuk of Vayomer Moshe Bnei Israel is Vahafsika Inyan, to separate the idea that I have two things going on. I've got the laws of Musafim and I have laws of Nedarim. That's the Sifrei.
Okay.
It's okay. Nothing to do with, well, maybe Moshe didn't say it at all. That's why he needs to say it
Right.
here. Because Ramban has no idea what Rashi is talking about. Okay? Ramban has a problem with Rashi. He says, by Yom Moshe Bnei Israel, Moshe told Bnei Israel these laws, and he quotes Rashi. Lamar shechazer b'Moshe v'amar parches u'l Yisrael. That tells us that Moshe went back and had to tell Bnei Israel these laws of Musaf. She'im lo kein, yesh b'mashma shlo amar lahem zu. That you might have thought otherwise, that maybe he didn't tell the laws of Musafim. Lashon Rashi, those are Rashi's words. Lo havinyan zeh, and I don't get it. I have no idea what Rashi is saying here. And then he goes on a complete tangent. Shekach Nemar, because it also says back in part beginning of Parsha Emor, by Deber Moshe Aaron Vel Banav Vel Kol Bnei Yisrael, Besof Parsha Mumin, Amar Besof Parsha Moadot, in the end of Parsha Emor, when it talks about the holidays, it said by
What is
Deber
Parshat? What's that one? Hamumim? Parshat Hamumim?
Mumin. They talk about mum. It's talking about like a Kohen can't serve with a mum, with a blemish. So that's the
Okay.
beginning of Parshat Emor's laws of Kohanim, and it ends with this line about by Ber Moshe, Aaron, Bel Banav, Bel Kol Bnei Yisrael. And in Parshat Moadot, end of Parshat Emor, when it talks about all the holidays, again, holidays come up in two places. But Imran says, "My dear Moshe, Modei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael." And so what he's saying is that the problem is not this, where this Vayomer Moshe El Bnei Yisrael is. It's why say it. Okay, the midrash that Darash by Rabbi Shmuel, that this midrash that Rabbi Shmuel is saying, "Hafsika Inyan." Because the Pasuk doesn't have to tell us that Moshe told Bnei Israel what God commanded him. We assume that. Now, we have one description in Parsha Kisa about how Moshe would come down, where we'd go to talk to God in the Ol Moed, and then his face would be shining, and he would teach them all the laws. We know that it says, by Deber Moshe, by Deber Hashem and Moshe Leimor, Moshe went and God told him. And Derech HaTorah to Yom HaKain.
It is the Derech HaTorah to say this. I'm sorry, I'm confused.
It doesn't. There are three places where it's Bilhi says, "Vayiber Moshe." Here we go. Elal Kol Bnei Yisrael.
Those are the only three places where it says it in the Torah.
Three places it says explicitly.
Those are the only three places it says
that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere exactly. Else, I have the same really. It seems like it's all over. And
yeah, I also always Laymore,
Al Bnei Israel, Laymore, Aram. Yeah. Right. It says, you know, Tzav Bnei Israel, right? Hashem tells him command Bnei Israel. But to add after that, and then Moshe did it, the Torah doesn't do that.
Does it?
No. Okay. Three places.
Three places. And this is one of them. Well, we don't know. This might be one of them.
Well, it is one. This is one of them because it says, Vayomer Moshe Al Bnei Israel, Chol Asher Tzivah Tov Moshe.
So what's the Ramban saying?
Right. Ramban is saying that's the problem that the drasha is coming to understand.
But why is the drasha just saying it on there and not the other two places?
Well, he's going to talk about that. Right. Okay. We have a that so basically the Torah is full of by Deber Hashem Moshe Leimor, and we assume it's talking about Bnei Israel. Three places. Why went to miss explicitly? So let's look at those other two places. We have our parsha. Again, starts with by the Bar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Tzav Bnei Yisrael v'Martel Lahem, Rekvot Nei Lach Mili Yishai Reach Nevichim Shmeru, and ends by Omer Moshe Bnei Yisrael Chol Asher Tzivah Hashem Moshe. Then we have the parsha Mumin, the laws of the Kohanim. By Omer Moshe Moshe Emor LaKohanim Bnei Aaron, you need to go tell the Kohanim, the children of Aaron. Martel Hamlin, Nefesh Leitama Bamav, and then my Bereshim Moshe Leimar, Daber Aron Leimar, Tel Aaron, Ish Mizerachel Duratam, Asheye Bo Mum, anyone in from your generation and from your descendants who has any kind of blemish, Bo Yakriv Lechem Alokav, cannot bring the Lechem Alokav, cannot bring Karban, by Daber Moshe El Aron, El Banav, El Kol Bnei Israel, and Moshe told Aaron, his children, and all Bnei Israel. Example number one of those three. Example number two,
it's interesting there because God didn't tell him to tell Kol Bnei Yisrael.
Ah, okay. So
interesting.
That's a point there. So this is going to be an exception. This is going to have its own discussion over there.
Why it says it.
To, right, and that's going to be a discussion forever. We're not going to get into detail, but the next one is similar to ours in our parts of the question Moadim. You need to speak to Bnei Israel and tell them these holidays of God.
It's what we say for Kiddush, right?
Yes. These are my holidays, and it goes through all the holidays: Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmi Atzeret, and then it ends with "Vayaber Moshe and Modei Hashem Bnei Israel." And he says all those extra "Vayaber Moshe's" things are all. They're necessary for drashot.
But they're not, you know, like God says, say all this, and there's a lot of stuff that comes, and it's a logical ending to say, and Moshe did it.
It is, but it doesn't happen anywhere else. We've got a special emphasis here.
Really? Well, I don't have like Vayas Kain Aaron. We don't have anywhere else.
Yeah, we have those, right?
We don't have anywhere else. Oh boy. I guess that's the challenge now to. Go
find the other one.
Find anywhere else that does that. Okay. So the way Ramban says, so he gives their drashot on these other places, and they're all their drashot. Why do I need to emphasize that it says by that Ber Moshe afterwards as opposed to anywhere else? And so our he talks about that. We're not going to get to the whole, it's a long Ramban, but for our pasuk, Parshat Musafim, it says it's lahafsika inyan. Because we say that here, because there's something fundamentally different about the Musafim Muadim from Parshat Nedarim. That this is a Ramban. Efshalomar, we could say it's hypothesis. I don't really know. Himidashosh Shamar lahafsika inyan. What is that all about? What does it mean to lahafsika inyan? I want to make a separation in the concepts here. I want to say that Langdon's wrong and that this pasuk belongs to the previous chapter. These are separate chapters. Lamar she'ein din ha'moadot k'din parshat nedarim. She'nemar al rosh ha'moadot. That moadot are fundamentally different from the laws of nedarim. Lamar she'yachid mumche matir neder v'chein shloshe hedyotot. That nedarim and the laws of matir neder and forgiving laws, hatar nedarim and all of that can be with a single judge and you know a mumcha, an expert, or with a court of three, hedyota, normal people, which we normally do for adat nedarim. Well, but moadot tzrichin kiddush beitin. The moadot need Sanhedrin need the kiddush beitin as a whole. It can't be any just any individual rabbi can't do it. Not a beit din of hedyota needs a real beit din.
What can't do what in the Moedim? What's there to
We can't
do?
set the cap because they set the
Oh,
calendar.
they can't
What
set
days
the
they happen?
calendar.
That's the idea. The
Oh, right.
Moedim are
Beit Din
set.
has to do it as opposed to an individual who can make his own neder. And...
Right.
Right. There's a fundamental
Oh.
difference there. So the Malbin expands on that and that idea that it comes. It's fundamental telling us something about Beit Din and setting the calendar. So first off, he says that the first example, which about the Kohanim, is different, because there. There's a chiddush in the last sentence because it starts Emor Kohanim and it ends with El Aaron Vel Banavel Kol Bnei Yisrael. That's what you just said. So he
Right.
says that clearly that it's not redundant. It's not obvious. There's a chiddush there, and this is the Malbim. Here it says that Hashem Amar Lo Deber El Aaron Moshe Deber El Kula. Right? Leman Yashiru Ze El Ze Man Yashkichu Beit Din Shel Yisrael Gam Kohanim. That's saying that this responsibility isn't just the Kohanim, but you. The people, community as a whole, need to know about these laws because you need to enforce it as well. They need to be careful about each other as well. So that's not really redundant here.
Right.
But the two that really are where we have this extra comment about that God told him to say to tell, and they're both Parsha Moadim, which was interesting. The only time that we know that Moshe, if Torah goes out of its way to say Moshe told Bnei Israel, is the Parsha Moadim. In Sefer VaYikra and Sefer Midbar. And Hashem tells him that. Right, the Parsha Moadim starts with this long redundant. Right, Daber Hashem o Moshe Lemar, which already says Lemar to tell them. And then it tells him,
Right.
Daber o Bnei Israel, go tell Bnei Israel, Va'amar Ta'alehem. And tell
Oh,
them,
wow.
and talk to them. Or in our parsha in Pinchas, right?
Yeah.
Tell them, command them, and tell them again. And it ends with this, right? That we got to tell all of Bnei Israel this. This is important. An important part of these laws is telling about them. And it's something about the Moadim, specifically the Moadim that needs telling Klal Yisrael.
Wait, could you tell us again what the two are? One is this Pinchas one, and
The
one
other is
is
in
what?
Parshat Emor.
Come on.
Okay, that's the one
Parak
that's.
plus Gimel plus Chag. That's the
Yeah.
mnemon. That's how we remember it.
Oh, God,
Even though it's
interesting.
not.
That's brilliant.
This is Mrs.
That's the one
Saperstein
that's
from.
right. That Beryl Bnei Israel Matam Elamod Hashem Asher Tigruot Tamim Mikray Kodesh Elihem
Oh, I'm
Adai
doing this.
by Deber Moshe Bnei Israel. It's what we say for Kiddush during the day for Yom Tov.
Oh, okay.
That's that parak there. So
That's
look over
that one,
there. That's called
and
Parsha Moadim.
the other one is here.
Is here, which is not so much about the laws of Yom Tov, but it mentions it's more about the Musafim that are brought in to tell.
Rabbanot.
But both of them are B'nai, emphasis on telling B'nai Israel.
Help me, you got to say it right. Sabre Israel, Va'amar Talehem, that ends with Vayomer Moshe, right? You know, B'nai Israel, I told them that. Okay? And I'm going to add that I'm not going to talk about why they don't split into two different parshiot. That's a different section. So the Sifra says, about this. Vayder Moshe Modeh Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. He told them, meaning, Moshe Amor Lehen Yisrael, Hilchot Pesach BePesach, Hilchot Atzer BAtzer, Hilchot Chag BaChag. He didn't just tell them, you know, as part of their normal, here, God gave us the Torah, here's the list of laws, but as they went into Yantif, he would review the laws of Yantif with them.
Why do we learn? Where do we get that from? How is that teaching you?
Because it's
Because of
adding that. The
adding that
redundancy of
pasuk.
Vayder Moshe Modeh Bnei Yisrael. So it wasn't just part of the normal sequence of teaching. You know, God just told me these laws. There was an additional teaching that was ongoing.
Oh, okay. That's
Okay,
good.
right? Okay, so you need to keep teaching them this ongoing. Every time you get to, you know, Pesach is time. By the way, I know we went through these laws back in third grade, but trust me, there's a lot to do on Pesach. We got to
Is that
start
where we
with
get that
the
Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag?
exactly.
What
That's
was
exactly
that?
right.
What was that,
The
Leah?
30 days before a holiday, you're supposed to
You're
learn
supposed to
about
start
the
learning
holiday.
Shloshim Yom
Oh.
Kodem
Yeah.
HaChag, that that's from this idea that you would learn there.
They could have added a word, Vayedaber Moshe et Modei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael bizmanam.
It could
Right,
have,
something like
yeah.
that. That's why it's
Okay,
not.
so this is a drasha here, right? It's not
Okay,
explicit. It's a
that's a good
drasha.
drasha. What
It's a
about on
drasha.
ours? That works,
Right,
but the
both
korbanot
are the same
also.
too. Right, for the same too.
Oh,
These
all
both
of
go with
that.
halakhot there.
Okay,
But we're saying they're the
that's
same,
good.
right? I'm putting these two together, and I'm not dealing with the fact that there are two separate ones.
Okay.
That's a separate drasha. Just we're going to assume we're going to put these two together, and we're just saying that they need telling. And
Right. I
b'lashon
like that
shomea.
drasha. That's a good drasha because you could
Good.
picture it happening. Like you didn't read it all to them, the things that weren't relevant at the moment.
Well, I think he did.
Oh,
When
you
he
think
comes
he
down from
did?
there, he tells them, here are the law. Okay, here, today we're going to do all these laws, one, two, three, four, five, you know, along with everything else. But he's got to
And
go
then,
back so
so
that it's
that's the
relevant.
repetition. Then he said it again to them on each individual holiday. Is that what you're saying?
Right. All the
Oh,
laws he
okay.
told them, you know, as he comes down from the Ol Moed, he's reviewed them with Hashem. Okay, so here's a long lecture of laws, and everyone kind of eyes glaze over, but they're going to get him back again.
And then
Lashon
he
Shomea.
reminds them as they came. And that extra pasuk. So then it depends. If you place that extra pasuk with the next one, you lose that drasha that he told
Yes.
them. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, b'lashon shi yishamea, bo b'lashon hu omer l'Yisrael, and it's the way that he heard it, that's what he would tell Ben Yisrael. B'chol parshiyot nemru be'inyan echad, and there was all said in inyan echad means it all has one. It's all one concept as well, which is as opposed to the hapsika inyan that is something different, right? The other inyanim are separated. These are all together. There's one. Not only were they said, I think that's what they're saying. Not only were they said individually the laws there, but they were all said as one as well. That here, there was some lecture of these were all the muadim together. And the idea of why those are important. Why does it need to be told to Bnei Israel? Malbim says on that because they're modei Hashem shetikru otam. These are the Muadim that you will declare. Because the drasha that imkratim atam atam muadai vimlav ena muadai. If you sanctify them, you call them the holidays and they're holidays. If not, they're not holidays. Again, Beit Din
I
did
think
one
Eitan just
decide
forgot
who.
about Beis Din.
I'm sorry?
Right. Eitan just my Eitan, sorry, not your
Yes.
Eitan, Phyllis. Because he decided to make I told my father already last Eitan decided one random day last week was Yom Tov. And he got in his Yom Tov clothes and he insisted on having treats and he said he couldn't drive. So he's but obviously has to be done with Beis Din.
Right. It is Beit Din. So we're going to talk about what that means to be Beit Din. Lachen Amar Vayomer Hashem El Kol Bnei Yisrael. That's why it adds this Bnei Yisrael Lafsika Inyan to separate it. No da parshat Mo'adot Daber El Kol Bnei Yisrael. That it says in the beginning that you need to tell all Bnei Yisrael. Part of the same idea that this is something different from other laws, which you can tell an individual can judge them and do them, but this is something that the laws don't even exist without Beit Din.
Right.
Modim not sanctified not by Hashem, but by Beit Din. And the point of the part of that is that Beit Din is not some bunch of rabbis, not an independent elite. They're representatives of Klal Yisrael as a whole. They've got to be, they represent all of Bnei Israel as a whole, have to say that these are the holidays. You have examples when they're called that. You call Adat Yisrael, Yishku. Well, Adat Yisrael make a mistake, and Rashi says Adat Yisrael is Eilu Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is Adat Yisrael, representative of all people. Similarly, here Bamidbar God, the mistake by the Eneha, the eyes of the community, as Ketav Kabbalah says, Heim Beitin Hagadol Shel Shim.
Wow.
Okay, Sanhedrin represent the Eidah, and that's what they've got to be, because Kiddush HaChodesh is by the Eidah as a whole. I don't want to go into that. I think it's Rambam said basically that's why, that's what makes Kiddush HaChodesh now, that we actually have Rosh Chodesh and have Yom Tovim set, was not the fact that we set a calendar 2,000 years ago, but the active participation of, well, Bnei Israel who live in Eretz Israel. The fact that they're doing it, that's what gives it Kiddush HaChodesh.
In only in Eretz Yisrael.
His opinion is that's got to be an Eretz Yisrael. So Phyllis,
Why?
because he says that's where Kiddush HaChodesh has to happen.
Even
Who
if it's
said
not
that?
happening, even if
We're
it's
not.
based on a set calendar.
Right. But the fact that Phyllis Shapiro says today's Rosh Chodesh makes it Rosh Chodesh for me.
But that's what he said. But there has to be a Beit Din. Now I'm confused.
Well, he's saying that in the absence of that Beit Din does that, but in the absence of Beit Din, that gives his religious force nowadays. Yeah, there should be
Really?
a Sanhedrin doing that. But
Like,
the
who said
community does.
this? Who was saying
This is
this?
okay. This is from my memory, from my understanding of someone talking about how the Rambam understands Kiddush HaChodesh nowadays.
Oh.
You know, what gives it that force? You're talking about Hillel Hasheni set the calendar, but if the Torah
Right.
says you need Kiddush HaChodesh, where does that
Isn't
Kiddush
this
HaChodesh come from?
classic? That just seems very like a big fetish then.
The what?
A big fetish in terms of how you understand the Moedim. To say that the thing that's keeping it once the ca meaning Beit Din set the once they set the calendar, which is based on a real based on their declaration, whatever, and then they set it, then those days are Moadim. But you're saying no, it's because it's being celebrated by Jews in Israel that makes it
Right.
a Moed.
Wait,
Right.
so where did he get the addition of in Israel?
Okay, that's a separate, that is far out of our topic here. And I
Because
don't
that's a
have a good answer for you. So
Ramban
this is based on
thing
memory.
that
Okay, so I can't give you an answer on that.
Oh.
Okay, I apologize.
Because there
That's a
were
separate
hundreds
share
of
of.
years when they weren't celebrating that, you know, they
Okay,
weren't.
so saying that, right. So were there no Jews at all doing that? I don't know. But that's
Okay.
based on memory of someone giving you a share on this kinds of thing. But the bottom line is that Beit Din, it is the community of Israel that makes the Kiddush HaChodesh, that makes the Moedim
Yeah.
possible. Okay?
Yeah.
Whether you need it in Israel or not, it's a separate question there. But that's the whole
That's
idea.
interesting. Wait, Abba, wait a second. But
What?
then Yom Tov Sheni, that raised the whole question of Yom Tov Sheni then,
Why?
because if it's the celebration of it, people in Israel aren't celebrating Yom Tov Sheni.
Well, it's a Kiddush HaChodesh, right? So they're just saying what the calendar said, just said what the dates are.
Oh, I see.
You can
Okay.
still have, your second day here.
Okay.
Um,
Interesting.
but going back, this idea that throughout Tanakh that the Moadim, the calendar, setting the clock belongs to Klal Yisrael, right? That Hashem doesn't have that's that you know, when you look at the original time when it said Kiddush HaChodesh, saying when the dates are by the first Pesach back in Egypt, right? Yom Hashem Moshe, Ba'aron, Be'eretz Mitzrayim Le'mar, the Parshat Bo, Hashem tells Aaron and Moshe, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. This month is yours. This is its first month. Rishon hu lachem l'chodesh. This is for you, the first month. And the Midrash on that says lachem means it belongs to you. I'm giving it up. Right? This is the Shmot Rabbah. Hakodesh lachem. Right? The angels will ask God, okay, when's Pesach this year? That Daniel says that the angels all declare the rules. And Amram, so Hashem says to them, Ani v'atem maskim imash Yisrael gomrim marvim et hashanah. Well, we're going to do whatever the Jews decide. They want to be Mabrashana and then actually have a leap year this year. Then Pesach's another month off. Nemar, Ekrelo Ki Milyon, Lekeo.
Oh, hey.
What?
What's it doing?
Oops. Sorry.
I still don't know where they get the in Israel part.
Okay, I cannot give you an answer for that, and that's not from
No,
here.
wait, but not just an answer, but where did you see it? Where is it written in your
It is
sheet?
not written anywhere here. This is, I mean, in my memory from another
Oh,
shear
in
that
your
I heard
memory.
that I mentioned in mentioning in passing. So don't, please do
Okay.
not focus on it because I may be completely wrong.
You may be, because it's
Okay.
not when you get into Israel, Tikru'u Chodesheihem. You know, it's not
Okay.
linked to.
Yeah,
It's
so
over, and
I
HaKadosh Baruch Hu was even said in Egypt.
right. So that's a good point. So I cannot guarantee that at all. Please do not take that part
Okay.
as
Don't say it
gospel.
Shabbat morning.
No, I will not. I just mentioned it, and I mentioned it passing. I didn't mean to hear, I didn't mean to focus on that much, but
I know,
okay.
but it's
Because
a big
it's
burden.
striking.
I felt like
Yes.
a big burden. I have to do this because Sonia
It is
knows.
a you're yeah.
Okay. So I should not
I mean,
say anything that I'm
doesn't the
saving.
Ramban say that the mitzvot were meant to be done in Eretz Yisrael?
Another Ramban does that. Another
I said
Ramban.
the Ramban.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you quoting Rambam? You're quoting Ramban.
Rambam.
Oh, you were quoting
Maimonides.
Rambam?
Yes. Mishneh Torah.
Oh.
I'll have to look at the Mishneh Torah on Kiddush HaKodesh and see how he words it.
Okay,
Yeah.
look it
We can do
up.
that. We can do that later.
Yeah, thank you so
Okay.
much.
Eric Ekrella. Okay. So the pasuk is, I will tell God, and God is waiting for me. Okay.
Okay.
It says, Omer, Elam Moadei Hashem,
Okay.
Mikra Kodesh. Okay, these are the holidays of God, Mikra Kodesh, Asher Tikru Ubotam Moadam, that you will declare, right? Maybe you're clear. Atem, Bein
Attempt
Bizmanam,
to.
Blazer Bizmanam. And it belongs to you, whether you do it the right time or not. Whether I in heaven, as it were, would say, no, I think it should be today, but you're gonna read look at Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. It's up to you. Ein li Moadot Ela Elo. I'd have no other holidays except for those that you declare.
I
So
like
Amar
that.
Lahem
It's nice.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem tells me Yisrael, the Shavar Hayabadi, Yadi. It used to, right, holidays and all that used to be for me. I used to be in control of that. As it says, I saw Yareach LeMoadim, I made the moon, I made the sun for all the appointed times. I made the whole world's perfect clockwork. I know exactly when every single phase of the moon's gonna be.
Oh,
From now on,
wow.
Haray Mesura B'yadchem B'rishutchem. Now from now on, you own it. Martim, hen, hen, if you say yes, Martim, love, love. If you say no, and I say, look, it's a new moon. What are you talking about? I calculate down to the millisecond. You didn't declare, that's it. Komam, whatever it belongs to you. Load, even more than that, Shana. If you decide you can have an extra month in there, I'll agree with you. That this month belongs to you. Deciding when Nisan is, first month of the year, it belongs to you.
Nice.
Similarly, we have this is the Shir Shalom for Thursday. Tikud b'chol shofar b'chesed m'chagenu. Blow the shofar on the new moon. B'chesed yom chagenu on the holiday when the moon's hidden. Yichok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. This is a rule for Israel. Is a law for the God of Jacob. We do medrash that is a law for the like Elokei Yaakov is subject to this law.
Oh,
Clearly.
interesting. Oh,
Missing
that's
the
for
point.
us. Yeah.
Okay. And this is the mission. This is the mission in Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. What nation is like this nation? And the way the world usually works, the ruler says, we're judging today. Listius Omer and the robber and the accused, the perpetrator says, no, we're going to postpone it till tomorrow. The Misha man, who you listen to, who gets to decide who you listen to? Lola Shilton, you listen to the ruler, right? The accused doesn't say, no, I don't want to get there today. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, okay, guys, not like that. Amru Beit Din, I am Rosh Hashanah. But Beit Din, Bnei Israel say, today's Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Malchei Hasharet. Hashem tells all the assembled angels, Hamidu Bima, go set the stage up. Yamdu
Wow.
Senegorin, go put the lawyers, get in all their places. Shemru Banai, Hayom Rosh Hashanah. My children declared today is Rosh Hashanah. Today is the din. Nimchu beitin la'avraham machar. Beitin decide that they want to have Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, right? They don't declare the Chodesh till tomorrow. Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer L'Melech HaYesharet. So Hashem tells all the angels, "Eviru bima, go put away the bench. Machar yavru sa'negarim, yavru go let the accusers, let the defending angels all sit down." To nimchu They just my children decided they're gonna have Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaDinah be tomorrow. Matam, why do you say that? Kichok Yisrael hu mishpat Yaakov, that the law is decided by Israel and then it is a judgment. Jacob, Kichok Yisrael, call any mishpat. We decide Rosh Hashanah. We decide Yom HaDinah. Rabbi Crispa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said Avar, and that's what the pasuk says. It starts with Elam Ode Hashem. These are God's Moadim. We become Elech Asher Chikruotam. That from now on, you Bnei Israel get to declare them. Amar v'Ela Yimkritim Otam Hem Moadai V'Imlav Enim Moadai. You don't declare. If you declare it, there are Moadim. If not, they're not Moadim. And Amar Rabbi Levi, it's a mashal. What's it? That's a parable here. The Melech Shahaya lo orlogin, like a king who had a horologe. A horologe is a real English word, a timekeeping
Oh,
device.
wow.
He
A watch?
well, presumably, at the time of the Yeshua didn't have a watch. This would be like a sundial or a water clock.
Right.
The same idea. And in fact,
Horologue.
a horologe, right? An orologin, an horologium. Okay, but God has this massive timekeeping device, right? That's the whole universe. Even to Ahmad but no, as soon as his king's son was old enough, Masralo, he gave it to him. It's like the Philip Patek watch ads. That
No.
you don't own the watch, it's this, you're keeping it for the next generation. And God says that yes, I'm now giving you this fancy watch I have. Now you're now in charge of it. Make sure you
He
keep winding it.
predicted the Apple Watch.
That's
Yeah,
true.
oh, exactly.
Yeah, expensive watch here, a horologe. Okay, bring it together. What is a moed? It's a point of meeting. That's what all moed point of, is where you meet. We meet with God, moed. The place of meeting in time or in space. So what does this all mean? So this is from Rav Yerocham Simcovitch, who is a rabbi. He's a rabbi in Israel. He's got a bunch of interesting YouTube shiurim. His father was the Talmud Muvhak of Manitou. Have you heard of him?
Who's it?
Manitou. Yehuda Leon Ashkenazi was the
Nope.
chief rabbi of France,
Oh, wow.
founded the Jewish school in France after World War II,
Oh,
along
wow.
with Emmanuel Levinas. Sort of big thinker. I don't know why we don't talk about Manitou that much. We should. It's one of these the sort of modern Sioni thinkers. Goes with Rav Sherky, Rav Shagar, that kind of.
Oh, Shagar, I've heard of him.
Yeah, everyone's here.
Is
Rav
he a
Shagar.
Gush related or
No,
not?
he's not. He was not Gush. He was Maalot.
Oh, Malo.
You heard Maalot. Maalot is a girl seminary. That's
Oh.
Eliakim. Yerocham Simcha's father.
Okay.
But this is from an essay about his. That's not so much Klal Yisrael given control of the calendar. The Klal Yisrael given control of Moadim. That we have control between the counters between human beings and God. And he looks at this passage of Ela Moadei Hashem Etziyot Shikruotam B'Mikra Kodesh Elohim Moadai. Right, that's that passage, right? These are the halays of Hashem that you will declare. That's what we said before there. Hashem's, but Hashem gave it to us. And now they are mine.
Sorry.
Right? Nishel Teshela. We got to ask the question. Lama nichtav atem chaser. Why do we write? Why is
Otum.
Otum? Sorry,
Otum.
it's Otum. Why is Otum written Chaser? Get those.
You spoiled it.
Atem.
Spoiler,
So you could
Abba. You
read
gave away
it
the
Atem.
punchline. What?
Okay. Yeah. So I have to give away the punchline there.
Right, you gave it
Right.
away.
That's yeah, okay. Sorry. Okay. The crow Atem come Otum, right? Because you can read it also. I said to crew atem that they are declared by you, or you are them. The Verzu Balam Denu is telling us that Kadosh Baruch Hu Natan Lanu Et HaKoach, that Hashem gave us the power, the Kadesh Zman Musiyam Al Pnei Zman Acher, we can decide that one particular time versus another time be the Moed.
Sorry, it's not showing.
Atzivui Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shet HaMoedim Anu Nikva, that these Moedim, we establish them. We set them, Nikra Hem Moed, and we got to call them, this is the Moed, again, the point of meeting. Moed, Hainu Zaman Shel Mafgesh Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, this point of encounter between God and Israel, sanctified time. The Meresh Aval Pisha Moedei Hashem Hem in the Torah, even though the Moedim Hashem told us in Torah, Hem Davke Eilu Shepir Shabam HaKadosh, they are the ones that the Hashem listed in our list of Moedim. Nitan Koach Yisrael, Lekvot HaTarich HaModim Alalu. Bnei Israel get to decide when they happen. You have to make Pesach, Zman Aviv, Chodesh Aviv, but exactly when Chodesh Aviv is and what day it is, that's up to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol, and God, as it were, ba lefgisha b'tarich shekava Beit Din HaGadol shi Yisrael. Hashem agrees, okay, it's a date. Literally. And said, we have a date with God. That's a moed. I should make that pun explicit.
What about you could say this is a basis for adding Yom Ha'atzma'ut and
Very good. Continues Rav Simsovich. What about Phyllis Shapiro's opinion about Yom HaTzmaut? Yoteramizu, more than that, Me'atok Koach Atzmo, from that very power, Nitna Israel, how you, like, Israel is given, Hayachol Lekvo Moadim Chadashim. Very good, right?
Well,
That was a
he
great
had in
Gemara.
mind, Chanukah and Purim, I assume.
No,
He.
he's at Siena. I mean, his whole thing is about Yom HaTzmaut.
Oh.
He's definitely going there. I'm not going to
Oh.
quote the whole thing there, but if you look on the link there, he
I
is
mean, it is
definitely.
a leap.
But it
It's a
has to be
big
with
leap.
baked in. But you're saying, I mean, Abba, that's why you're saying it's not baked in. It's the Koach of Yisrael together.
Right.
But
halachically, there has to be something with Beit Din to be like a moed of. There's a difference between like moed no malacha versus moed like Yom HaTzmaut, where you're still doing
All right,
malacha.
we're just talking about the Moed in terms of this
Moed derabanan, and these are
Mafgesh Ben
Deoraita.
HaKadosh
Right.
Baruch Hu of Yisrael. That's all that the Moed here is. Okay?
It's a big leap.
It
It's
is
a
a
leap.
leap. They say that, as he's saying that we have this, we are given the control of this Moedim, right?
But
Hashem
Hashem
sets
tells us
up.
when to celebrate them.
Right. Hashem tells us what they are, and we
Right?
could
He's
fiddle with the
he
date.
is definitely adding that we and we see that their origin is based in the holidays that are set in Torah, and he gives the parallel between, I mean, it's Pesach and Purim and Shavuot and Chanukah, and I have to think about that, and then add Sukkot to Yom HaTzmaut as being that's a very Rav Kook idea that the Rabbanan holidays correspond to
Oh, interesting.
the right to
Yeah.
holidays,
But a holiday
and
set up by Sanhedrin doesn't, I don't think would have the same, would be, would have more force than a hol more than a holiday that's set up post Sanhedrin.
yes, you can certainly argue that, but he's saying it still has the force there. As he quotes Rav Kook, which I'm not going to bring in, talking about that. Now, Rav Kook obviously never saw Yom HaTzmaut,
Right.
but he said that there's this gap there. It's waiting, right? We have this lovely structure of rabbinic holidays, of Purim
Oh,
and Chanukah, and we
yeah.
have three holidays, and there's a gap there. We have the mnemonic
Interesting.
about the days of Pesach. Like the first day of Pesach corresponds to Tisha B'Av, the
Oh,
Tav,
right.
Shin, Resh, and we have
Oh,
everything except the last one is the
right.
Ayin, which
Ayin,
corresponds to the day of
right.
Yom HaTzmaut.
Atzmaut, right.
Right? Okay. That it is a gap there for what Robert Cook said that you didn't call it Yom HaTzmaut, but there's a Yom Tov of The Chiddush that is waiting to be put into that slot. But
That is
they come from
ultimate
Mikra
tzionut.
Mikra. What?
Yeah, that sounds very
Ultimate tzionut.
Yes. Aval mehotam shayachet dafka to ufasha l'achrei Mikra, but the nature of these other holidays are for time after the Torah is given. Much like Kvalia de Yisrael and a Moed. So any holiday that's not established by Israel is not a Moed. That's the point. It's by the tzibur as a whole, great and small together. It's not something that's inherently debating it simply as representative of that. And as we end Shemoneh Esrei, Kiddush, we put those together. And we know the halacha is you can't, bracha doesn't end with two different ideas. Bracha only ends with one idea. We don't pile one mitzvah on top of another. So how can we put two or three things together? So Shabbos, Shabbat, Yisrael, Vazmanim. What do you mean? Why do we put Yisrael and Vazmanim together in this bracha?
One thing.
There's one thing. The answer is it's one thing. It's a
Right.
henditis. Alena, we need to understand. She'ein kan li'amitosho davar shnei inyanim nifradim. But it's not really two separate things. Inyan
Right.
echad bilvad. This is one thing. Amitzvot teh bebechinut shonot. That's expressed in different ways. Batem v'siyut hamyuchedet l'chol echad minagormim. That's expressed in different ways. Unique as appropriate for each. Of this gormim, how you translate gormim. Correct. Of each cause. Correct. Amahut shel Yisrael mishor hazman nikra moed. That the nature of Israel in time is called the moed. Amot shel moed, this moed in terms of people, mishor anashut, nikra Yisrael, is called
What
Yisrael.
is Mishore? I'm Mishore.
In the field of, in the area of.
Oh.
Sorry. Edit that so correctly. The quotes go, there we go. So that's what he says. It's Yisrael's manim. Is that not that so much that Bnei Yisrael were given control over when the Moedim are? We're saying that Bnei Yisrael really
They are the
they
Moadim.
are Moedim, right? In addition to, that way I put it here, in addition, we encounter God. We have a Moed of encountering God in time. We have a moed of oh, a moed, we encounter God in space. We encounter also God through who we are. And this idea of ending with this, the emphasis of Tzav B'Yisrael, Martel Ayam, that I need to keep telling you about this about these particular laws about Moadim, was Moshe telling B'nai Israel that we are the Moadim. We are the that our very nature is to be the encounter with God at all times. And
And
that's
in
what
all
Moadim are.
places,
And in
in
all
all
places,
places,
and in all
right.
places.
Not just in
Yeah.
Israel, not just in Israel. Well, I mean,
And
I get the Moed was supposed to, I mean, the Moadim in
it
the
should be in
that are
Israel.
listed in the Torah are meant to be in the Beit HaMikdash, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. It's really meant to
And
be
these
in
are the
Israel,
Musafim, these are specifically the Musafim that are
but
given in
they, yeah.
Israel.
So we should bring them all together. We should be the right people in the right time and the right place.
Right.
And
Amen.
they were celebrated before we had Beit HaMikdash, right?
That's true.
I mean, Sukkot, Yehoshua celebrates and all that,
Yeah, I
you
mean
know.
they had oh boy, they still had a place as
They
well.
had a place
Right.
to
Oh, they
the
had a
offer.
place.
Right, they
Yeah,
had a
but all three
place.
of those
They had a
things put together.
Mishkan.
You know, so you get the Kabbalistic concept of what is it? Ish Olam and Shana of time, space, and person. There's different
Place.
aspects of Kedusha, and they all have a kind of moed, a place, a way of
Remotely.
encountering with
Well,
God.
I guess if we're coming up to the 3 weeks, you know, that's a good time to think about that. We're missing that part of it. We're missing the makom at least,
We're
right? Or
missing this part of the
part of the
space.
makom. We have Israel, but we don't have the Beit HaMikdash yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why
Nice.
and Tisha B'Av is in fact a moed as
And
well.
Tisha B'Av is a moed.
As a time, it is a counter with God. Negative, not a good, pleasant one, but still an encounter. So let's stop recording.